This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On the second day of Dhul-Qa'dah 1442, corresponding to Sunday the 13th of June 2021. The Islamic economic indicators, the Zakat Nisab is 7,715 rands, the Mahr of Fatimi is 19,285 rands, and the minimum Mahr is 385 rands. We take this opportunity to welcome you, the esteemed listeners, listening to us locally, nationally, and globally. And we say Jazakallah khairan indeed to our very esteemed Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafizahullah, as well as to the directors of the various radio stations, as well as to the sound engineers. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Hafizwadi, Jazakallah.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, commencing with our very first question for today, as we in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, kindly enlighten us on some important incidents that have taken place in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 2nd of Dhul-Qa'dah 1442, and remember that Almighty Allah speaks about the virtues of these months in Surah chapter 9 verse 36. Almighty Allah speaks about the 12 lunar months, Minha Arba'atun Hurum, that 4 are holy and sacred months. In Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborated and expounded on this. Salatun mutatabi'at, 3 are consecutive months, Dhul-Qa'dah wa Dhul-Hijjah wa Muharram, and the month of Rajab. There was automatic ceasefire prior to the Milad Mubarak of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even prior to the advent of the Master, peace be upon him, that when they were fighting and so forth, and Dhul-Qa'dah would start. Dhul-Qa'dah, the month of sitting. So they would just sit and there would be automatic ceasefire. So in the Alum Zakaria this morning, I mentioned the du'as and the incidents that took place during this month. So all of you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, let us at least read this one dua, Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Last night after Maghrib, as I emerged from the masjid, I just looked up and the moon was shining in its glory and beauty. I already read the dua on Friday night, but then yesterday again I read it, and we praise Almighty Allah. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin, and it means, O Almighty Allah, make this month of Dhul-Qa'dah, a month of khair and goodness for us, our family, and everybody. Those who are ill, Allah grant them shifa, like our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, make special dua for him and all those who are ill. Wa rushdin, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah grant us the path of righteousness. So all these wonderful duas. I'll just mention 5 incidents. Study Siratul Mustafa, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life history. You will find in the 6th year, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and approximately 1500 Sahaba and companions came for Umrah. And just outside Makkah, the place called Hudaybiyah, so there, remember, the non-Muslims prevented them. Today it is called Shumaysiyah, and then that led to the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. So that happened in Dhul-Qa'dah and in the 60th of the Hijrah. 7th year, they again came Umratul Qadha, and they could spend 3 days there. 8th year, again in Dhul-Qa'dah, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Umrah, and a place called Irana, 30 kilometers out of Makkah Mukarramah. We all heard the sad news yesterday that they're only allowing 60,000 people this year to perform Hajj and only locals within Saudi Arabia. So again, we cannot go. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all of us, that Allah removes all this virus and impediments and obstacles. But we need to do some introspection as well, that sometimes when we make kufran, we are ungrateful of the bounties and favors of Allah, then Allah snatches it away because of our own deeds. So we all need to take a good look at ourselves as well. If you ask me, I will say that yes, I am to blame, we are to blame, that we did not appreciate the bounties of Almighty Allah. Think properly about that. Next one, you must remember, so when you go one day to Makkah Mukarramah, go to the place called Jirana with the taxi, tell him to wait for you. There you make intention and you perform Umrah from there. So this was in the 8th year of the Hijrah, after the Fatih Makkah and after the Battle of Hunain and so forth and so on. Then we see that it was in the 5th year of the Hijrah. Some ulama say 5th, some say 4th. Nevertheless, the Ghazwa-e-Khandaq, the Ghazwa-e-Ahzab, where the Yahud, the Jews of Medina, the Banu Qurayza, the Mushrikeen, and the polytheists, idol worshippers of Makkah, and the hypocrites of Medina, they formed a coalition. And Allah forbid, the aim was to wipe out Islam, assassinate the Master alayhi salam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So Nabi Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that why not we dig a tunnel, we dig the trench and so forth. So the trench was dug, alhamdulillah. And Surah Ahzab chapter 33, Allah speaks of this. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned to Medina Munawwara, Jibreel alayhi salam came, no, Ya Rasulullah, one more battle is left. This Banu Qurayza, they are treacherous and traitors. They accepted you as the leader, and now behind your back they want to fight against you, eliminate you. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And that led to the Banu Qurayza being expelled, the Jewish tribe, from Medina Munawwara and so forth. So this also happened. This in the 4th year, 5th year. Imam Bukhari and them say 5th year, other scholars say 4th year. So be that as it may, is academic discussion. Another incident which each one of you should know, it was the year 317 after Hijrah. It was Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Listen to this incident and you must write it down. You must know exactly what's happening. So 317 after Hijrah, and it is the 8th of Zulhijjah, the first day of Hajj. People will leave Makkah and go to Mina, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of quenching the thirst, where you give the camels and the means of transport, mode of transport, you know. So nowadays, when the Hajj was 2 million, 3 million, not like nowadays. So then you have so many buses and so many, you understand, mode of transport, the diesel, and the petrol and the oil, all that must be checked up and so forth. Anyway, so these Qaramita, these enemies of Islam, came and they murdered and slaughtered the Sunni people and the Muslims, and they dumped them here and there, and they stole Hajar al-Aswad. Yes, Muslim, these same shaitans in the year 317, they stole the Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. For 22 years, you must count from 317 right up to 339. There was no Hajar al-Aswad, there was no black stone. And today, if you have a chance one day, we a chance many a time with Allah's help, Adam and Fadli Rabbi, that you see the black stone, you will see it's like small, small pearls. 8, you understand, pearls like. So it was broken, and that's the portion that was retrieved after 22 years, and then placed back there inside. So we should know all these things here. These are not fairy tales, these are all 100% facts. Likewise, great, great people passed away. Sheikh Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah passed away in Zulqa'dah. And for your information, he and Hafiz Ibn Kathir of Tafsir Ibn Kathir. So Allama Ibn Kathir, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, are buried in Dimashq, in Syria, in Maqabir al-Sufiyya, in the graveyard of the Sufis and the Ahlullah, the Awliyaullah. Like that, many, many incidents, but these are the most important ones. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak.
Mufti Sahib, is it necessary to make a verbal intention for Qadha Salah and Qadha Fasts?
Remember that as far as verbal intention goes, whether it be for Salat, our Namaz, our prayer, or our Siyam, our Roza, our fasting, is permissible but not Sunnah. When we were very, very young, 6, 7, 8 years old, I remember our Ustaz, they all passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus, you know, when I was 6, 7, 8, those teachers passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So they used to teach us a long niyat, nawaitu an usalliya rakatain khalfa hadhal imam mutawajjihan ila jahatil ka'bati sharifati Allahu Akbar. If those days the Ustaz told us, if you don't know the niyat, you can't start your salat. Astaghfirullah, that's totally wrong. So any language you make intention of your salat, you make intention of your fast, that is valid. But it's not a sunnah. So what must be done in your heart, you must have it. Now we just perform Zuhur Salat, you must remember 1 hour ago, 1.5 hour ago. So we just have in the heart, so that is sufficient. Same thing with the fast. In your heart you have the intention, tomorrow you're keeping a qada fast, so that will suffice. To say that bisawmi ghadin nawaitu, all that is permissible, but it's not sunnah. Always draw a distinction what is sunnah and what is permissible. People ask about Eid Mubarak, Jummah Mubarak, all that. It's not sunnah, but it is permissible. So that is how we should understand our Deenul Islam.
What's the duration for a lady who follows the Hanafi mazhab for her to feed or nurse her baby?
Alhamdulillah, we discussed this issue on Thursday with Maulana Zahid Khan, and you know, in detail, and we sent it out to thousands of people with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Our topic on Thursday was Tarbiyatul Awlad, the nurturing, training, and you know, bringing up of our children. So one issue that was discussed is this. So I said, look at the fuqaha. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was a genius. If you want his statement, students, open in Tirmidhi Sharif, Kitabul Janahis, you will find it there. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, al-fuqaha'u a'lamu bima'anil hadith. When you study the hadith, all that, you will find they have the proper understanding and meaning of it, the deep, profound understanding. So let's look at the fuqaha and Jews, what they have to say, whether it's a baby boy or a baby girl. So what do they say regarding the breastfeeding? Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, the last two are the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. They say that it is 2 lunar years. Why do they say it's 2 lunar years? Because Quran Sharif says that وَفِصَالُهُ فِي آمَيْن, and the weaning period, remember, is 2 years. Likewise, all Matallah states, Wal walidatu yurdi'na awladahunna hawlayni kamilayn, that you must feed for 2 years. So remember, that is their verdict on that issue. But now we went to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. So what did Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah say? Imam Abu Hanifa says that no, my verdict is that it is, you must remember, that he said, Imam Abu Hanifa, 2.5 years, 30 months. So why does he say that? So remember that if you go to the Quran Sharif, you will find that in Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. You ask any lady who's breastfeeding, right? And tell her that she's breastfeeding for 1.5 years, 2 years. Now today is the last day, 2 years finish. So tomorrow, finish, he can breastfeed. You know that baby, how much he will trouble and so forth. So Imam Abu Hanifa says, fine, that after 2 years, if you continue and you try your level best to wean them off right up to 30 months, 2.5 years, so gunjaish here. There is scope for that, is permissible also. There's no sin involved. So we will say, 2 years is cut-off period. But if you go a little bit over, so there is permissible, it will not be considered a sin. That is how great these jurors and scholars of Islam were. And this is for boy and for girl.
Disciple, what is the process if a man has given his wife 2 talaq and now he wants to reconcile?
Absence make the heart grow fonder, my brother. So if you gave 2 talaq, you gave one in 2010, one in 2020, and now you're thinking that what a foolish person you were, my wife, my darling, my poppy, my sweetheart, that you are such a good person. So reconcile, but reconcile with a new nikah, and she's happy, her parents are happy, her father is happy, then you go ahead, you have to pay mahar again. However, regarding talaq, you only have 1 talaq left, my brother. So make sure now, after the nikah, you don't issue any talaq. You learn the bitter lesson. There's good Urdu. Talaq tajruba. You learn a bitter experience. So now make qadr and appreciate that darling, poppy, sweetheart, wife of yours.
Is there any hadith or hadith relating to eating or consuming fish and milk together?
MashaAllah, I just ate fish now, wonderful fish. And you must remember, lahman tariya, Quran Kareem states. So fish is wonderful. One is Quran, one is Sunnah, one is fatawa of Sahaba and the Fuqaha and jurors. And one is what the doctors or the Hakim say. So in the Quran Sharif, to have milk and to have fish and to have all these things permissible. Hadith totally permissible. Fatawa, Sahaba permissible. And Fuqaha, jurors totally permissible. So when we were very, very young, you know, now we're a little bit old now, so remember that. So they would also tell us you mustn't have milk and fish and all that together and so forth. I always used to look, you know, for a dalil for this. Where's the dalil? Then I found something, Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions it in his book called At-Tibbun Nabawi. He says, yes, the Hakim. You know, you get doctor and you get Hakim Chichi. Hafiz Wadi, you know Hakim Chichi?
Almost.
Never heard his name. Hakim Chichi is a famous Hakim there in India. So when you tell about that, when I tell my sisters when they seek or so, I say I have to take you to Hakim Chichi. So Hakim Chichi was a famous Hakim there in India, and then he passed away, his children and them. So anyway, you must remember, so if you go to a person like Hakim Chichi, so he will tell you, you mustn't have this. So we will say, Islamically, remember, it's totally permissible to have, you must remember, milk and you have fish and you have honey and fish and whatever, all that permissible, no problem. But from a health point of view, for certain people, it does not agree with them and so forth. Like today, you see people that they are, you know, what you call it in English? They eat something and then they get a, you know, reaction. What do you call it of them?
Allergy, Mufti Sam?
Allergy or whatever. So they're allergic to this and allergic to that and so forth. So you must remember, so that is what is meant there. But Islamically, there's nothing. You ask me, I'll eat everything like that, provided it's halal and tayyibah. We don't have nothing like that, alhamdulillah. So certain things are just from a health perspective. Islamically, it's totally permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can a lady do her qada fast whilst in istihaza?
Yes, 100%. Oh, good question. You, the lady who posed that question, Allah Jalla Wala reward you. All of you must remember, my sisters, for you, you are in 4 halat. You are in one of these 4 conditions. Either you are tahira, that you are clean. Our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen. She was the only wife of Nabi alayhi salatu salam when she married Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the marriage subsisted, continued for 25 years and few months. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years old, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha was 40 years old, 6 children from this marriage, 4 daughters and 2 sons. And when she passed away in Ramadan, remember, she was 65 years old, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha. So why am I mentioning this? Her title, her laqab was Tahira. So she was pure, she was chaste, she was so beloved. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, innaha kanat wa kanat. She was so excellent. Oh Aisha, oh my honorable wives, don't say anything of Khadija. She believed in me when people rejected me. She gave me all her wealth when no one wanted to support me financially, materially. She's the mother of my children. Subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innaha kanat wa kanat. So we should remember that her title was Tahira. So Tahira, you are clean, you're reading your salat, you're fasting, all that. Second one, you haiza, you in your menses, your 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. You are in your nufasa, in your nifas, that is, you gave birth to a baby boy, baby girl, twins or what have you. So you are in your nifas, maximum 40 days, Hanafis and Hanbalis, maximum 60 days for the postnatal, the nifas, 60 days, Shafis and Malikis. Then the last one, you are mustahada. Mustahada means that you are clean, but you are leaking, that you have a problem bleeding and so forth and so on. So always, you sisters, ladies, remember, al-mustahada kat-tahira. So you are considered 100% as a clean lady. You read your salat, you fast, you read Quran, you touch Quran, you make tawaf, everything when you are there in Makkah and so forth. The only thing is, you must take cognizance of for every salat. You already perform your Zuhur Salat, Alhamdulillah, 4 o'clock, quarter to 4, 4, quarter past 4, Asr time comes where you are, wherever you are based. Now, before your Asr, you have to make another fresh wudu, because you are Ma'azura. Maghrib time, when the sun sets, so after the sunset, when the Adhan starts, for example, then go make wudu again for Maghrib, then again for Isha, then again for Tahajjud, then again for Fajr. You see how it works? So you must remember. Remember, same thing with the men, they're suffering from plumbing problem, you know, they got the urine drops. So many men, they send me messages. So same thing, you are ma'azur and she's ma'azura. So you must read salat, you must fast, you must do your husband-wife relationship also in istihada, totally permissible, because you are considered as tahira. But this is the proviso and condition. Tawadda'i likulli salat. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, imagine they left nothing, everything they mentioned. He, Ibn Hajar, Al-Sheikh Albani used to say, Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. You will never find Ibn Hajar Asqalani again in the world. Such a giant in the field of hadith he was. Ibn Hajar and them wrote in Fathul Bari, and that there were 13 women, sahabiyat, for Prophet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's female students and companions. They suffered from this istihada and so forth. Imagine, everything is there recorded. So you must perform hudu for every far salat, if you are in the state of istihada, for you, my sister, and you, my brother, if you got plumbing problem, the leaking problem, and so forth. Allah protect us from all this. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh, beloved Allah, we seek your protection from the dreaded diseases and evil sicknesses. Hadith sahih, authentic, in Sunan Nasa'i and Abu Dawud.
Mufti Sahib, a person often doubts whether they performed one sajda or two sujood within the salah. What can you do to rectify this?
First and foremost, my brother, you're a Muslim, my sister, you're a Muslima. You know the surah, the last surah of the noble Quran, Surah An-Nas. Yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wan-nas. Surah 114. And what does Almighty Allah teach us? The shaitan, the priest, whispering waswasa. You know what you call that? Whisperings of shaitan. Chapter 114, verses 5 and 6. Minal jinnati wan nas. The jinnat bring it, people bring it, all that. So you must remember, so when you are suffering from the whisperings of shaitan, then read Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Read Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun fasta'iz billah. Surah number 7, verse 200, that say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. If you have this problem, every salat, every second salat, you're not sure, second rakat, third rakat, made one sajda, two sajdas, all that. So when you perform your wudu, read now with me. And before your wudu, read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from walahan. W-A-L-A-H-A, not Wuhan. Wuhan is in China. This is big shaitan, is everywhere running around. Walahan. So he is, you must remember, cause the hadith in Tirmidhi, inna lil hudu is shaitan and yuqalu lahu al-walahan. And the hadith in Sahih Muslim, that shaitan's name is Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B, Khinzab. Khinzab come, he confuses us in Salat and he blows our fuses. So we forget. You see the Hafizab, the Imam, the Qarisab, Maulana, Muftisab. He forgot which surah he was reading, which rakat he was reading. The other day I went for Salat. So I must want two rakats or something. So then they said, no, everybody stop the Salat. Imam made Salam. So I'm reading, I'm wondering what's happening. So they say, we're not sure how many rakats the Imam read. He read 4 or he read 5. So anyway, we repeated it, so we all repeated. Then I asked Maulana, afterwards when we were alone, I said, Maulana, kya hua? From India. He said, no, I'm not sure. He said, when I asked the Musallis, how many salat, how many rakats I read? So some said 4, some said 5. So then I had to give a talk there after a few days. I said, Maulana, make a mistake, I can understand. What you all are doing? Those of you in the first serve, second serve, you were there from the start, you're all gone from Mi'raj or what? So how can all of you be confused? So that is, you see, shaitan he had this. So anyway, so we must say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal khinzab. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from khinzab. So what must you do in a case like that? So take the lower one, 1 and 2, you're not sure which rakat, say 1. If it's 2 and 3, take 2 and make sajda so, and your salat will be valid.
The first 30 minutes of this afternoon's Q&A program. Do remember the Q&A is going to be right until around 5 to 4 this afternoon. We continue after the break.